Hey, Nick. Just curious how your knee is feeling these days.
Hey, Steve. It's been good. I don't know what day it was, but I think one of the days in Cincinnati kind of turned a good corner. It was good enough to play, but it wasn't great, you know, when I came off the IL. But it was one of those days in Cincinnati, I think it was first or second day there where it turned a corner, and it felt great. I mean, it's not perfect, but it's not affecting anything I'm doing right now.
Nick, did the cold weather in D.C. and Cincinnati affect it more than it would have in kind of, you know, warmer climates?
I mean, maybe. It didn't feel phenomenal in D.C., but like I said, the second day I think it was there in Cincinnati, it was, you know, cold and snowing, and it actually started to feel really good. So I don't think it had too much.
It doesn't affect you at all. I mean, you're off to a slower start, obviously, than we're used to seeing from you, but it doesn't have any impact at the plate.
Yeah, I mean, I've unfortunately had some bad starts in my career, last year being one of them as well. But, I mean, it affected me, I guess, to the point of not being able to really practice and work much all spring training. And then, what I've come to notice, I guess, and just reflecting back on the last couple months, is that I've developed compensations that I couldn't necessarily feel, and, you know, have to go about undoing those compensations now and get back to the type of hitter I know I can be. So to say that, you know, in the box, it was affecting my ability to compete right in the moment, that would be no, like I wasn't, you know, thinking about it or feeling it, but it definitely affected my swing and my mechanics to the point of, you know, the last week or so, I've really had to, you know, do some good work and try to dig in and figure out what the root of the issue is. And I feel like I actually figured it out today and you know, took a really good early work today out in the field and felt my body move for the first time the way I wanted to move. It sucks that I haven't played well. I'm glad the team's playing really well. Guys are picking me up like crazy, which is awesome. I'm just excited to start putting together at the plate and helping us even more win more games.
Nick, what were some of those compensations? What were you doing? What had worked into your habits that you didn't want there?
Yeah, so a big part of my swing is like making a forward move is what I call it, just making sure that I kind of get my whole body and everything going forward. It puts a lot of, you know, my weight and everything onto my back leg, which is my knee, that leg. So I had widened out my stance throughout spring training. And when I was trying to come off the IL there and, you know, wasn't making that good move with my lower half. And in turn, that kind of makes the whole sequence of the swing disrupted. So I was doing something different with my lower half, which is your base. And then that, you know, started to affect everything up top as well. So I now feel like I can make that move again and get the right sequence, you know, hips to core to, you know, shoulders to hands and the barrel coming last. So there's a lot of symptoms of what it looked like and what other people saw. But finally getting to the root of the issue is something that I feel like I did today. So I'm excited going forward here.
Nick, did it feel then these last few weeks like you just haven't felt right, even in BP, you just haven't been able to figure out what it was?
Yeah, I haven't taken one swing where I felt, you know, that was a good swing. Super frustrating because I've, you know, been grinding on video in the cage and trying to get it figured out and locked in, but I haven't been able to even have one thing click. And it was like, just like banging your head against the wall. You're trying everything you can to help yourself, help the team, and just go out there and be competitive and productive and do things well. And, you know, it's just a really frustrating process, knowing what you want to do but not being able to execute it physically. But it's a long season still. We're still in April. Still have a long way to go, and I'm confident I'm going to turn it around.
Was there something that you – a moment when you saw something in video, did somebody point out something to you just in the last 24 hours, it sounds like, that helped you get it back on track?
Yes and no. I mean, sat back and reflected and just really tried to get to the root of it and, you know, figured out exactly what the root of it was and showed up today with a different plan and how I was going to attack my work. And I was like, boom, right away, this is right. And as a hitter who's, you know, done it for a long time and doing this professionally for, you know, over 10 years, 11 years, you know when something's right, you know when something's wrong. And very quickly today, I knew I was on the right track.
Hi, Nick. We've noticed on television that you were talking about compensations a moment ago, that you're actually backing up in the box as the pitch is delivered, sort of creeping back toward the catcher. Is that one of the compensations you referred to, and were you aware of that going on?
Yeah, I mean, I can feel myself doing it. It's just a mechanism to try to get comfortable and try to feel my lower half to the point where I'm grounded into the ground. Just haven't felt that, so I don't want to do it. It's not something I'm consciously trying to do, but it's just the mechanism. My feet are always kind of active, you know, part of my rhythm. Just kind of being up there and kind of moving and dancing with the pitcher, but they've been way more active, you know, than I'd like. And, you know, that's something that will calm down soon here. And like I said, it's not something I was trying to do, but it's just kind of happened as a result of trying to get comfortable and feel the ground and feel prepared to really make, you know, a strong move with my lower half.
So, Nick, will that mechanism, like, will you keep doing that carrying forward? Or is that something that what you figured out today will kind of, you know, eliminate the need for, I guess?
Yeah, like I said to Steve there, my feet have always moved a little bit, going back the last several years here, as part of my rhythm and timing with the pitcher. So my feet aren't going to be still and stagnant, but the amount of movement and the largeness of each of the moves, I guess, will shorten itself back up.
Yeah, Nick, we saw you're upset when you popped up yesterday, and I know that's happened more often with you this season than it usually does. Is that maybe the biggest symptom of what was going on with your swing, just not getting the barrel flush on the ball?
Yeah, I mean, because my lower half has been so bad, everything has been very rotational, and it causes either pop-ups most of the time to the right side, which I've done more times than I can count, and pull side ground balls. Yesterday I hit some hard ground balls the other way, was really trying to fix my direction. And I didn't, you know, cut or slice the ball the other way as much, but I got that pitch off Doolittle yesterday. It was 91 or 92 four seamer right down the middle. And you know, that's one of the best pitches I might see all year. And just to know, you know you're getting a fastball off Doolittle and pop it up like that. It's just, it was frustrating for sure.
Nick, prior to 2020, in a situation where you missed the first week of the season, so you probably would have got a handful of games in Reno to kind of get your game in-game speed timing going. I know that you were able to get a lot of at-bats at the alt site, but the differences between those two environments, does that factor at all in any of the prep and coming back from injury?
No. I got enough at-bats to where that wasn't an issue. I'm very self-reflective and looking back on the whole situation. This is really the first time I've been on the IL and had to come off, you know, mid-season, call it that, during the season. And I think I probably came off too soon. But at the same time, I came off, you know, to help our team and kind of get back out there and stabilize defense and just be there for the guys and everything. So, like, I don't regret the decision, but, probably could have used a couple extra days, just to make sure I was a little bit healthier and then could, you know, actually work and practice enough to get my swing in the right spot where I was ready to play. So, if it was a different type of injury and I had an opportunity to, you know, hit more throughout the whole process, I think that would have been fine. But with this injury, I couldn't take a lot of swings. So I think that was probably more a byproduct of any of that necessarily than the environment.
Okay. Thanks.
Back to you, Zach.
Nick, you're about as educated on swing mechanics as anybody in that clubhouse. But I'm curious if maybe several years, if you had been in this situation several years ago with your swing before you really dug into that stuff, would you feel, would it feel like more of a kind of, I don't know, kind of grasping at things in the dark, trying to figure out what was going wrong? Like how much easier is it for you to diagnose kind of the flaw?
Yeah, I mean, it's easier now. I've been going through this for a long time, and you know, it's really frustrating when you fail and fail again and again and again, day after day, and you know, you're not doing your job to the best of your ability for your team and yourself, and it's very frustrating. But just knowing that I have done it before in the past helps, knowing how to get to the root of the issue, like I've done the last, you know, 24 hours here, basically, is what I've been doing, helps. And like you said, it's not like taking a shot in the dark anymore, where it's like, dude, I have no idea what to do, what to approach. You know, I've never been successful at this level before. So those are things that, you know, 5, 6, 7 years ago would have been a lot tougher to do. Going through an injury and trying to figure your swing out at the same time because of it. So it's definitely easier now, but it's not anywhere easy. Easy is not the right word. It's there's less searching, I guess I'll put it that way. And there's more of just a better understanding of how to get to the root of the issue instead of just diagnosing symptoms.
Last question with Nick.
Nick, I apologize if you explained this nuance already, but I know you said that with the injury, you couldn't take quite as many swings. I guess I'm just wondering, you said you turned a corner with the knee. Did that allow you at any way to more easily fix what you've been trying to fix, or are those two related?
Yeah, I mean, it's given me the opportunity to take more swings and practice more. Up until basically the second day in Cincinnati, I did, you know, I just still had to be very careful and monitor the amount of work I was doing, swinging, running, ground balls, all that kind of stuff. And still going to do that, obviously, just being smart over the course of a long season. But I feel now like I have more freedom to, you know, if I need to take 20 extra swings one day to lock something in, I can do that now. So part of the game, you know, you got to deal with injuries and things like that. But I definitely feel more confident to be able to work through them physically right now.
And how is your shoulder feeling?
Shoulder's good. Yeah, really good.
Thank you, everybody.
No, can I ask just one quick thing? Just with DC being out on the road trip, just how much are you able to kind of bounce things off him with him kind of recovering from Achilles surgery?
Yeah, I mean, we got two other great hitting coaches here. So with Ski and Drew. But DC's locked in at home. He's watching all the games, and you know, he's shooting me some texts after the games and stuff. You know, he's paying attention and locked in. So it's been good to have those other guys here, guys that we all have leaned on before. You know, obviously with DC here, but you know, a bunch of years back when you only have one hitting coach, it's a lot different story. But when you got three guys with you every day, it's kind of a seamless transition, I guess. But he's been locked in and communicating with the guys while he's gone.
Thanks, Nick.
Thank you, Nick.
Thank you.
Thanks, Pac, too.